Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Beautiful Monday morning. Might have some showers rolling through later on today. Keep it right here for all the latest weather and news alerts. Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio. How you doing today, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning. So we've talked about on the show quite a bit this white Rolls Royce. And I went by and took a look at it the other day.
Oh, you did?
It looks great. The paint job is amazing on it.
Yes.
Yeah, they did a great job. So glad to have that back at the corner of, I guess that's Gregory and Bayfront.
Bayfront and Gregory, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I was only thinking that all was well with the world. The Rolls is back in place. Mm-hmm. I have new headphones to wear.
You do. We have new headphones.
I think
here.
We blew the budget on these, didn't we?
They're nice. They are nice headphones.
And I was going to say the sun's shining, but it was shining.
It was.
The sun
now
is,
here come the clouds.
Yes. Yeah. And all is well with the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good weekend?
Yes, very good. I was only thinking as I drove in, unfortunately, I'm one of those golfers that if I play well on Sunday, then my mood's great through the week. If I don't play so well, then, well, not so good.
Right, right.
Needless to say, as you can tell by my chirpy attitude, that my golf game was very good.
Pretty good score on the game, huh? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Good, good.
So, life is good.
Yes.
And the sun just came out again,
yes,
so,
yes.
So life is good.
So, are you, do you, have you hit an eagle recently? Is that,
No, it's been quite a while, but I did, I played an additional 9 holes, and I made 3 birdies
nice.
Out of 9 holes.
Very nice.
Which for me is, well, unheard of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just got lucky, I guess.
Well, now you've been playing a lot, so, you know, it just comes from repetition and muscle memory. You get out there and play a good game. I had a chance at one eagle one time when I was playing when I was a kid. And I got up there on the green, and I 3-putted it. So ended up being a double bogey.
I have made one hole in one many years ago with my youngest son I was playing with, which was special. Mm-hmm. And I have made 2 eagles, both with my oldest son, actually at the same hole in Myrtle Beach, where he was the head pro at the time.
Oh.
And it was a par 5, and third shot sort of disappeared sort of over the front of the green. And we walked up to the green, and it was in the hole.
Nice.
Twice that happened on the same golf course.
That's great. Yeah, that can definitely lift your mood, get you going. Because I know one good golf swing will keep you in the game, even if you're thinking, I'm going to sell these clubs, I'm done. Mm. You get one good strike, and you're like, okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
You know, talking about dads,
yeah,
which we kind of were.
Yeah. Our favorite TV dads, yeah.
You know, I many years ago, I read a very interesting article by the writer suggested that whole genre of was daddy as a doofus comedies.
Right.
And I must say, it didn't appeal to my sense of humor.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. Daddy should be respected, not
right.
made fun of.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make fun of dad occasionally in a nice, lighthearted way, but it was constant.
Right. Yeah.
And I suppose the other thing that used to drive me crazy with those sitcoms mm-hmm. was the laugh track.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they do that. It is just the most aggravating, insufferable thing.
It's still used.
Yeah, I noticed
programming.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just something about it. I grew up with it, so I didn't notice it as much. But then when you watch a show that's really bad
yeah.
and the jokes just fall flat every time, and then they have that laugh track in there, you're like, oh, man, this is bad. This is really bad.
And it's the same, like, 2 seconds of laugh track. It's mm-hmm. like somebody tells a joke and somebody presses the button and they have that tinny laugh.
Right.
And then he waits for the next one and presses that button.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Wilhelm scream, that scream that you hear in all the Indiana Jones and Star Wars movies, when somebody falls off a building or something, you always hear the same, ah! It's the same scream they've been using for 30, 40 years. So when it works, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there were, I shouldn't be too critical. I mean, they were kind of funny in their time.
Yeah. But yeah, there definitely is a pattern of the daddy is doofus comedy. It's just easy to do.
Maybe I'm just being too analytical. Should be more less serious.
I see it in television commercials as well. You know, the husband is always the doofus that messes things up, and the wife is always the overbearing, over-controlling, angry wife that has to get on to him. It's really a bad stereotype to portray on
television. Shapes our society.
It really does.
And I think it's transferred into real life now, where daddy is not, I mean, not that we should go back to the old days where daddy's, word was law and I'm not suggesting that, but I'm suggesting that, you know, dad is, well, he should be respected.
Yeah.
And, although, I guess times change, but, certainly our thinking has been changed by TV.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Again, it's not such a terrible thing, but I hate to see the commercials where daddy screws up and right, mom corrects him.
Yep. It puts.
Shouldn't we have equality? Yeah. Now we got the boots on the other foot. Shouldn't we have equality for the men?
We should. For the daddies. We should have. Yes, equal rights for all men. I say.
Yes.
But no. It's just easy for them to do. It's just a tired script, but they just keep using it. But hopefully we can get away from that stereotype because it's a compromise kind of thing. I've learned recently. It's all about the compromise, and how you compromise in front of your children will set them up to be successful.
Having said all that, I agree with you that I think the funniest one was Tim Taylor, the tool man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool. It was great, too, because they talked about tools and things that my dad had in the garage and used, and I'm like, oh, I've seen my dad do that.
I saw him perform live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he was just actually more funny in person.
Mm.
Something about TV and those darn laugh tracks and stuff, and the stunted comedy.
Right.
Live, he was really good. It flowed, and you really got into, you felt connection with him. I was very impressed.
The same goes for Danny Tanner from Full House, played by Bob Saget. Anybody that watched Full House didn't realize that Bob Saget was a comedic genius. I mean, his timing and everything. And then, of course, you saw other bits of his comedy that were just really, really raw and unfiltered and dirty. But, I mean, when it comes to comics, I mean, watching him, you would never know from that show with the cheesy laugh track and the "you got it, dude" and all that stuff. Mm. I mean, he was a brilliant comic.
And I have to say, you mentioned about the forgotten his name now, the one that subsequently got into a lot of trouble.
Oh, Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Huxtable.
Yes, that's the name I was trying to think of.
Bill Huxtable.
I saw him live in Denver, Colorado, too. And I must admit, I'm talking about 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was really, really funny. Yeah. He was probably the funniest comedian that I could ever remember seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But little did we know he had a dark side.
Well, I think all comedians do. We're seeing that for somebody to be that funny, there's demons there. You know, they're running from something. They're dealing with something. So if they're that funny, the Chris Farleys of the world, you know that there's some trouble going on there. Not all cases, I'm sure, but and like I was saying earlier on the show, if you can separate the person from the performance and from the character,
I don't believe you can.
It's hard to.
Anymore, I can't separate Michael Jackson from his performance.
Right.
I mean, he was we all know what he was. Hmm. And I see the two together, and
allegedly.
I think it was well proven. It was well proved. Right. And Bill Cosby the same. I find it hard to separate.
Right. Yeah.
But you're right about comedians have a dark side. Mm-hmm. I think probably one of the funniest comedians was John Candy.
Mm.
And he had a dark side too, which ultimately He had a heart attack, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
But had eating problems and things. But yet he was... He's trains, planes, and automobiles.
Yes.
I think he's one of the funniest movies ever.
And most of that was ad-lib. He made most of that up on the spot.
If anybody disagrees, then let me know, or agrees.
Exactly,
because
yeah.
I think that scene, excuse me, that scene where they're on the freeway, I think is the greatest, what is it, 5 minutes in film comedy.
Yep, definitely. I mean, there's lots of good, the hotel scene when they're in the bed. I mean, there's, oh, man.
Yes.
Great film. 437-1620. We got to get to a commercial break real quick. But yeah, if you like planes, trains, and automobiles, let us know. 437-1620. Also talking about our favorite TV and, I guess, movie dads. We'll talk about that. 437-1620, News Radio, Pensacola. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to BallingerPublishing.com for more information. You can check out Downtown Crowd, Pensacola Magazine. That's where you're going to find all of the local events and happenings and great articles, great writers, great illustrations. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. We're going to be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. This playlist I'm looking at here says classical music that hits hard. So, Vivaldi, Seasons, Four Seasons, Concerto number 2, Summer.
Mm.
So, yeah, that hits pretty hard. I like it. Yeah.
Mm. I would not have known. I would have guessed Vivaldi, but not known the individual piece there.
Very frantic, very syncopated 16th notes there.
Well, you would know all that.
I would. I don't know how to play any of those instruments, but I can read the rhythms and play them on a tabletop or a snare drum or anything else that might be annoying to everybody around me. 437-1620, let us know your favorite TV or movie dads. Somebody texted in, planes, trains, smiley faces, and laughing faces. You two make Mondays better. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you for listening. 437-1620. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. What you got on tap this week? You're in a good mood from your golf game?
I was about to say, you're not being a good you're not being a good host.
Of course.
You've allowed me to digress. We've talked about everything but downtown.
Right. Well, there's a lot going on downtown. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. The 10th Annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival.
Yes.
Let's talk about something we all love, beer.
Beer. Mm. And Fish House.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's June 15th. Excuse me. And there'll be lots of all kinds of craft beer. I must admit, well, I think I've said it before, I'm a bit of a traditionalist. I like good old pale ale or Irish red. I don't like too many different flavors in the beer.
Right.
But I do love craft beer. Mm-hmm. Maguire's in particular, their Irish red is wonderful.
It is. I've had that many a times. I'm so sad, though, because I cannot drink IPA. I used to, but now I can't even smell it. Like, it's just, I can't do it.
You can't?
Can't drink an IPA. They smell great, and they're fruity and all that, but I just, it wrecks me. I don't know.
Well, I think I mentioned this before on the program. A great way to drink IPA, or really any kind of beer, is, particularly when we have 90-degree weather, is to have half beer and half lemonade.
Really?
It's what is called in England, and I think in this country too, a shandy.
Yeah, summer shandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leinenkugel's makes a bottled version of that. It's very lemony, very refreshing.
Well, I think it's better to make it yourself. Choose a beer, obviously a beer that you like.
Right.
But in England, we used to use what we called bitter, the Double Diamond and Worthington Pale Ale. It was sort of called, as a general name, bitter.
Right.
We used to say a pint of bitter when you went up to the bar.
Okay.
Sounds very manly.
Right.
Pint of bitter.
Yeah.
And if you had a shandy, you wouldn't let your friends know. Because it was generally ladies that drank
it. It's like drinking a seltzer nowadays.
Yeah. But times have changed now. And,
yeah.
We're not so judgmental.
What we didn't know is we were making fun of all these people for drinking these seltzers, and some of them have 9-10% alcohol. So it's just like, whoo. But the 10th Annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival coming up on June 15th on the Fish House deck in downtown Pensacola. It's the Saturday before Father's Day, of course, so go out there and get your dad a beer and then go by the zoo the next day and get him a free beer for Father's Day. I know that you're going to be getting done early down there at Fish House on the 15th on Saturday because you got to get to the Shrek rave going on at Vinyl Music Hall, right? I know you're all about dressing up like Shrek and going to a rave, right?
I must add that to my calendar.
Oh, yeah.
How do you dress up as Shrek? Can you tell me how you can achieve
you just
that?
Paint your body green and, I don't know, look like an ogre? I'm not sure. But there's a rave involved. So people are going to be loving it. I would think most people there after a couple hours of being at the rave, it doesn't matter what you look like, you're going to look like something different to everybody there anyway.
Yeah.
All right. People are texting in the dad on the Adams family. That was Gomez, right? Gomez Adams? Yeah. I think that was his name. And John Candy in The Great Outdoors, a huge part of my childhood experience. Yes. The bear.
Yes.
The bear. I love it.
John Candy, I think, was absolutely one of the funniest people.
Yeah.
We should mention that Steve Martin, who in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles was the dad. He was trying to get home to his family at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that movie has one of the greatest endings ever when the L station there and he leaves and then comes back and John Candy's sitting there so lonely.
Yeah.
And he said, I think he says, aren't you going home? And he said, well, no, Marie's been dead now for, I think, 7 years.
Oh, that's right. And
And so he grabs and says, you're coming home with me. Mm-hmm. Which I think all great comedies have to have that sort of pathos.
That little tear,
yeah, at the end.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's genius.
Yes. 437-1620, when you can mix genres like that and get so many different emotions out of somebody all within the span of about an hour, that's the good stuff. 437-1620, we're going to be right back with more Malcolm Ballinger right after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage.
To love me like I love on you.
Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket or lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
All right, real quick, News Radio Pensacola. Somebody texted in about Brian Keith was his name on Family Affair, and they wanted to know if you knew who the butler was on that show.
Do you doubt that I know?
I don't. I didn't doubt one minute.
I did not look this up. I said
you didn't.
Sebastian Cabot.
Mm. You knew it right off the top of your head. That was impressive.
Oh. I amaze myself.
You do. You amaze me. 437-1620 is Pensacola Expert Panel Chamber Connection coming up. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. Pick up a downtown crowd. We'll be right back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.